I think a good part of why I'm finally getting around to it is I felt a lot stronger about these songs than I had in some of my previous efforts. And it was just about finding the right kind of lyrical content and the right kind of collaborators to get something that just sounded as special as I was hoping it to be. Finally all aligned.
It's your first solo record.
Yeah.
So how long have you waited to do this? You say it's something you waited for. How long have you been waiting to put this together?
I guess probably since the beginning of making music, really. Like, I've been writing songs almost the whole time that we've been Finger 11, and just like in a band you kind of have various different roles, and sometimes you know your ideas just aren't the ones that are going to work for the certain project. But probably the last 20 years been trying to get better at singing and better at writing lyrics, and it's been sort of, you know, I've had the luxury of being able to have a musical career while this is sort of was on the sidelines getting sort of developed. I think once you're a songwriter kind of thing. So it's just about coming into my own, about really the words, I think, and having it not just feel like some kind of high school diary, and actually be something interesting that means something to me and would translate to somebody else.
So obviously, with Moon Boot Cocoon, the space versus man theme is what I'm reading about here, and that dominates the whole album. Is that something that you really wanted to get off your chest? You were talking about waiting for the right lyrics to come to you.
Yeah, you know what? I think what appeals to me about science fiction and literature is that it's usually a very simple and very human lesson or moral to the story, but because it's disguised in this big cosmic adventure, it never feels preachy or ham-fisted. And so I think that was a bit of it. It was not being so straightforward and literal with the ideas, but still getting at the same message, but having it colored through the filter that I enjoy and that I like to look at the world at, which has a little bit of humor and a little bit of sort of, I guess, just strangeness.
Well, yeah. So is this something that just interests you, or are you, you know, do you have any kind of view on alien abductions?
Yeah, I don't necessarily have a huge fascination with abductions or UFOs, just more the concept of what a big place the universe is, and that, I don't know, just that because we're so small in that big picture that a lot of our problems can kind of be looked at with a little bit of humor, because even though it may seem for one individual to be the end of the world, judging by how big the universe is, it's not that big a deal. Kind of get a little bit of comfort out of that idea that as your problems escalate to what you think is astronomical degrees, it's really not that big a deal in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, well, that's well put for sure.
I think that's my appeal. And also, like, through my youth, just being basically raised Star Wars and that kind of, like, birth of cinematic science fiction, and always just somehow stuck with me, that and the Twilight Zone, and the Twilight Zone was probably even a better example of how they always have this very basic moral to the tale, but it always feels so strange on your journey to get there.
So how would you describe the lyrical content of the first single, Man from Mars?
I guess it's sort of a look at the idea of faith in such a huge universe, and sort of committing to a very human-based religion or faith. And if something came from very far away, what that would do to people's faiths and icons of faith and on the earth. And I think a little bit it's a comment on the fact that humans need it so much that even if little green men came down and all of our religions were displaced, that humans wouldn't see it as necessarily a big liberation of like, oh, I guess we don't have to worry about that anymore. I think they would just try to find a way to incorporate a little green man into the new logo that they worship. But I think it's all built in. It's just, you know, like I think it's always sort of been meant to be a bit of a safety blanket and a comfort. It's a very human thing to want to believe in something a lot bigger than what you can conceive of. But and even science is the same thing. It's a bit of a two sides of the same coin, really. Like, science tells you they don't know how big the universe is, and religion tells you they don't know what this thing God is, but it somehow gives us comfort.
Well, you know what? I was pleasantly surprised at how much I like, I mean, the lyrical content as well, because I'm into sci-fi and stuff like that, but it's just a catchy tune, too.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Like, I think that, like, over top of all else, that's the most important thing, is that it has to feel like a fun song that you want to listen to without letting the words and the meanings overshadow anything or it becoming too much of a mouthful. It's supposed to just be rock and roll. and make you want to bop your head.
And you played nearly every instrument on this album?
Yeah, I didn't play the drums. I had a drummer, and we used some drum loops and things like that. But yeah, for the most part, it's all my voice and all me playing bass, guitar, and whatever else is in there. Some little bit of banjo, ukulele, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
The kind of thing that you don't usually get to do with your other musical projects then?
Yeah, you know what? It was actually very eye-opening, the power of the bass. Like, I've always been the lead guitar, and we're Finger Eleven is very much a guitar-driven band. And it was interesting to be able to replace that main instrument with the bass and be like, okay, I'm going to build all these songs around bass lines and just seeing the kind of power that comes from that. And so it definitely has changed my perspective as a guitar player and as a songwriter, even in the band. I'm just thinking like, you know what, this bass is like a huge chisel that you can carve a major part of the picture with this thing and then use the guitar as a more of a finishing tool instead of the other way around. So we're messing around with a little bit of that on the new F11 stuff. And it's exciting to be able to be this deep into a musical career and still be discovering new things about it and feeling like that excitement of almost like being a rookie again with certain elements of it.
Yeah, well, I think that's important to anybody in whatever career they do this, so they don't get stagnant and complacent, right?
Yeah, I think you start to make heavy footprints in your own path, and then you just start following them. You forget that the big adventure and why you got into it to begin with was because it was just a big blank slate. And it's really easy to kind of, for comfort reasons and just for your own sort of, I guess, when you think you get things figured out, you kind of want to stick to a certain way. And really, at the beginning of it all, it was about, oh, we don't know what the hell we're doing. That's the exciting part. So it's good to rediscover that.
And then as for other aspects of your work, I just want to ask you before I let you go here about your work producing Head of the Herd. How did that come about?
It came about through a Canadian Music Week. We saw them play and instantly had a little bit of a sense like, wow, this is really cool. The songs are neat. They translated live, and it was like, okay, let's see. As me and Rick were watching them at Canadian Music Week, it got the feeling like, you know what, I think we have the right ingredients that we could actually do something to help this project along. And not just try to attach ourselves to something just for the sake of work, but actually feel like you're going to bring something and that everyone's going to benefit. And so once they sent a bunch of songs, there were so many good ones to pick from. It was like, okay, we definitely have to do this. There's a lot of ways we can help out with this. And we got in the studio, and they were just so hardworking and willing to put in the effort. And they were flexible about ideas and changing directions and trying everything. And yeah, it couldn't have been a better experience. And as a result, I think we got 3 of the tracks on the record done in a relatively short time, and just with a really kind of electricity in the air as we were working on it. It just felt like, yeah, we're doing something really cool here.
So,
and then for it to come out and actually receive a nice big audience and have people get it, it sort of affirms what we thought we were seeing that first time.
Well, there's no question. Yeah, they've had a really good past year or so at Canadian Rock Radio, and just you know, touring around and everything else. Is there any plans in the works where maybe you do some dates with them at some point in the future?
Oh, we'd love to. You know, that was one of the things early on. Once we had wrapped up recording with them, we were like, when we're done our Finger 11 record, we should all go out on the road together. And we just didn't know that the Finger 11 stuff was going to take as long as it has, and we were going to hit various speed bumps along the way. So the Head of the Herd has got their career kicking and rolling already. And I think by the time we hit the road with Finger 11, if they're still out on the road, then yeah, it'd be a good match, I think, for sure.
And do you have any kind of future plans or any ETA for something from Finger 11?
I want to say soon. Like, we're definitely on the doorstep of going into the studio. We've got the green light from the label. Like, we've had a change of label and a change of lineup and a bunch of things that are outside of actually writing music that we're dealing with right now that kind of get in the way of the momentum. But the songs are there. The songs are written. We're all ready to go. We just got some sort of red tape to clear up, and then it's just creativity and rock and roll from here on.
Cool.